nurses play an important role in pain management. In this edition of the Bioethics Channel, we visit with two nurses who play various roles in promoting the treatment of people in pain. Ann Schreier, the president of the American Society for Pain Management Nursing, and Pamela Bennett, the executive director of the Healthcare Alliance Development at Purdue Pharma, and a past president of the American Society for Pain Management Nursing. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Ann, let's start with you. Give us an update on what you do with your organization to help promote the treatment of pain.
Well, the mission of our organization is to promote best nursing practice for persons experiencing pain. And as an organization, we do lots of things. One, that we do a lot of position papers, which we've had recently, some revisions of position papers, such on sedation monitoring for patients experiencing receiving opioids. And we also have one on that we're redoing on the nonverbal patient and assessing pain in the nonverbal patient. We also have a big role in advocacy. And right now, this has been very, very important with all the information that has come out from the IOM report, as well as from the FDA and requirements for REMS, risk evaluation mitigation strategies. And we provide a lot of education for nurses. We have a conference that's coming up in September in Tucson, and we will have probably around 400 or so, maybe more than that, attendees, nurses in all kinds of practice areas. And we have a pain management journal, Pain Management Nursing.
Why or is pain management different whenever it comes to nurses and nursing generally? Is it different?
Well, nurses, I'm a professor at East Carolina University, and in terms of my teaching nurses, I'm very much aware of that we look at the biological, the social, the psychological model in terms of patients, and not only that, that a patient sits in a family, which sits in a community, which puts us in looking as nurses as looking at human suffering and trying to alleviate human suffering. And so I think that it's important that nurses play a strong role in pain management and understand it and understand all the medications that they're responsible for giving and providing education for the patient.
Pamela Bennett, you take things from the perspective of a nurse working with a large pharmaceutical company. How are you as a nurse then advancing this work at Purdue Pharma?
Well, in my mind, the core function of nursing is that of advocating for your patients to receive the best care possible. And as a pain management nurse, I feel it's vital that we bring those advocacy skills to bear to help empower patients to be their best advocates and empower their caregivers to advocate for them as well. And in the work that we do, we actually have developed a website, inthefaceofpain.com, to help empower people to be advocates for appropriate and effective pain care. In addition, we have educational materials as well that we provide through our medical education resource catalog, which is online, and through some other different materials as well.
And I'll ask you, Pam, I'll ask you the same question I asked Ann. Is it different for nurses whenever it comes to pain management?
I think it is. I think that nurses, as Ann stated so well, have a different perspective. We're not focusing on a body part. We're focusing on a human being. And I think that patients want to be cared for and connected with as a human being, as a person. And I think nurses do a good job at determining what an individual's goals for treatment are, not just necessarily for cure, but what is going to improve their quality of life. And I think that oftentimes patients are more willing oftentimes to have a conversation with a nurse, more so than a physician. That's not to be disparaging at all against our physician colleagues, but I think it's just perhaps a comfort level or a time issue where patients may feel more comfortable. And I think that nurses are educators. They're able to communicate with a broad, and they have to because of the work we do, communicate with a broad range of individuals, whether it's a pediatric patient or someone who may not read or someone who may not understand our language. So I think that we have a set of skills that we bring to our partnership with our physician, pharmacist, and other colleagues that's unique.
Another question for you both, and let's start with you then, Anne. What are the challenges for pain treatment that are particular to nurses on a day-to-day basis?
I think there are a lot of challenges. One challenge is that nurses have, especially in acute care, there's a lot of demands on their time. There's a lot of demands for documentation, and so they sometimes can be sidelined from their concentration on the patient. I think that it is challenging to collaborate. Although we all and are very cognizant of needing to do that, it is also takes time in getting all the pieces together. I think nurses are uniquely poised to do that. Some of the things that have come out recently, for example, there are nurse navigators who are really helping the patients move through the systems and deal with the pain and the different care providers that they have. So I think, and I think nurses are uniquely positioned because of the time they spend with patients. They spend a great deal of time with patients. So they can get immersed in the suffering of the patient. And so I think that's a challenge, too, an ethical challenge and a moral challenge, in which you feel sometimes that patient's pain is not being relieved, and maybe not feel that feeling you need to advocate more and having difficulty manipulating the system to do that.
Pamela Bennett, the challenges for pain treatment for nurses.
I think another challenge that occurs is the structure in which care is able to be provided. In our country, we definitely have a system that is not equitable. And depending on your insurance, depending on where you receive care, whether it's a rural setting versus an urban setting, whether you receive care at an academic institution or a small 5-bed community hospital, will dramatically vary the care that you receive. And so I think that the lack of resources, whether that is professionals who are trained or a lack of resources into treatment options that are available for patients in order to treat their pain can be very challenging. We know that there's no one magic injection or surgery or pill or treatment that works for every single patient who has pain. In fact, most patients require a multidisciplinary approach to have that psychological care, to have that physical, functional, restorative care, to have the palliative care, to have even spiritual care. So I think that if you really look at what patients do well, it's those patients who have a plan that is individualized for them. And oftentimes that individualized plan is hindered because of insurance or the lack thereof. And that can be very frustrating. And to Anne's point, that's where the nurse navigators can step in to really look at what are the resources in our community, what are some creative options that we can use, and help get that patient through the system. But I think the barriers for nursing are oftentimes the barriers that the broader community at large is facing.
Pam, I'll hit you with this next question, and I'll share it with Anne. On the scale of 1 to 10, considering everything that we've discussed, 10 being the highest and everyone is receiving quality, appropriate care, where do you think we stand today in the treatment of people with pain?
I would say that answer would broadly vary based on the individual. There are some patients who I would say would get a 6 out of 10. There are many, many, many patients who are lucky if they got 1 out of 10. And it's unfortunate because I feel like we're at a real crossroads in our country, and we need to make a decision about how we are going to care for people. What kind of people are we going to be in caring for others? And I think we need to answer that as a community, as a country. And then secondly, I think as nurses, we need to answer that in the day-to-day care that we provide patients. What kind of nurse am I going to be today? how am I going to help this person in front of me that's in my care? And I think there's nothing, no greater honor in being a nurse than to be there at the most vulnerable time at someone's life. I know I've been there. I know Anne's been there. I mean, to watch someone you love go through pain is...
It's difficult.
Changes things forever.
Yeah, certainly does.
And changes you forever. And I think that for those of us who have made this our life's passion, when we look and see the vast overwhelming need that's out there, that would tend to put my number lower, even though I would like to think that many, many patients receive it in an excellent way.
Anne Schreier, are you willing to be a little more optimistic, or how realistic are you?
Well, I do think that it is highly variable. I think in some settings we do a lot better. I have done a lot of work in hospice, and when people truly get into hospice and they have that palliative care and those good pain management skills, they can end their lives really not experiencing pain or very little pain, and that has such a positive effect mm-hmm. on their family and on the community. And I agree, on the other end, we have a lot of places where they may not be getting their pain managed. I live in a very rural area in eastern North Carolina, and there's not a lot of access, especially even to pharmacies, of which you would be able to get those prescriptions. People might have to travel quite a bit to get that. Travel quite a bit to get to somebody who in the healthcare system really knows about their pain and understands that. So I think that, you know, we see pluses and minuses in terms of that. I think we're uniquely positioned right now to make some decisions, and I would hope in terms of our health policy decisions and our decisions regarding health insurance and access to care, that this is the time for us to decide that we can alleviate a lot of human suffering, lead to more productive lives, more hours in terms of people working. All of these things were pointed out in the IOM report as being really, really crucial. So hopefully at this point in time we'll make some decisions as a country to really work in that area.
You mentioned the IOM, the Institute of Medicine report on pain, released mm-hmm. in June 2011. How do you think that will advance the ball, so to speak?
Well, I think, first of all, it's promising that it was requested by our federal government and it's reported to Congress, so that is really important. There are some very valuable suggestions in there, although funding is now more limited in terms of federal grants. There are suggestions in there, if that is taken up, where there's some lead going in and organized research for pain management, because we really need that. I think that also, as we're looking right now at our veterans coming back and the fact that Veterans Affairs is doing some work in terms of pain management and organizing, that if that model can be followed by all healthcare agencies, that will positively impact our treatment of pain and relief of suffering.
Pam, what are your hopes and aspirations whenever it comes to this IOM report?
Well, I think the IOM report is an opportunity for the pain community to come together with a united voice to really raise awareness to an issue that we've been talking to ourselves about for a long time. But I think that the IOM report has provided an opportunity to take that internal message externally and to really raise awareness among the general public that there are people who care about this issue, that this is an important issue, that pain needs to be addressed, and that patients have a right to have expectations about how this can be addressed and how to go about talking about it. I think that it's going to help there to be a better opportunity for conversation between the person with pain and their healthcare professional. And I think that is crucial. And I think it's also an opportunity for those who may not have specialties in pain management and yet treat people with pain every single day in their practices to have access to knowledge and to learn more. I mean, the American Society for Pain Management Nursing is a great source of information for nurses. There's a certification program for nurses within ASPMN. There's great core curriculum and other types of materials, and I would really encourage nurses who may be listening to this program to go to www.aspmn.org and learn more about what's out there for them to help them engage in their practice. It's an organization that's not for necessarily for those who specialize in pain management nursing. It's for those to gain skills and expertise in their practice setting, whatever that practice setting would be.
Well, Pam, you stole my thunder on sharing the website address for the organization, so we'll let people deal with that. But Anne Trier is the president of the American Society for Pain Management Nursing, and Pamela Bennett is the executive director of Healthcare Alliance Development at Purdue Pharma. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.